understanding of, hey, what you're concerned about.
I gotta run over to that tent because I got we have our church tent down the road.
Okay.
So but if you're gonna stick around, just come find me.
Yeah, you're down where?
On Second Street, right by West Ice Cream.
Yeah.
Good talking to you guys. Hey, good seeing you, Norm.
You bet.
We'll see you later.
Tomorrow. Down in Rice Lake.
Oh, you guys coming?
Oh yeah.
Oh nice.
I got a bunch of stuff for you too. A gift for the kids.
Okay.
And some stuff for you and Rachel.
Sure. Okay.
So we'll exchange down there.
Thanks, Norm.
You
appreciate
bet.
It.
Yeah, I'm curious though.
Here's a gospel card for you. That's what I preach. Check out our website sometime, don'tperish.com. I'd warn you, I gotta just set the table. I'd warn you about that guy. He's part of that religious system they're running is full of a lot of sin.
Okay.
He just came over to tell me, ready? Yesterday I lovingly talked to him and rebuked him in love about a lot of sin. He said, I'm beginning to see it and I gotta think about it now. So he's even admitting that his dad at Living Faith Church is teaching a lot of sin. So be careful who you associate with.
Yeah, what particular
we don't belong to a religious body. God didn't ordain all these denominations, sir.
Well, I realized.
Yeah, he did. So we don't belong to one of them. We belong to the ecclesia, the called out ones.
Oh, absolutely.
But that's not the non-denominationals or the Baptists or the Lutherans or the Roman Catholics or even the Sunday churchgoers. That's not them.
You don't think that in amongst all these groups that are claiming to be born again believers, that now I understand that a good many of them may be deceived, but do you at least believe that some of them may have? Be born again Christian.
Oh yeah, no, I'm not saying if you go to churchianity you're not born again and you'll never make it to heaven, but here's the deal. Jesus said you must worship in spirit and truth, right?
Amen.
So I have a question. Can you worship in lies?
Of course not.
So then Christmas and Easter are Roman Catholic pagan holidays.
Absolutely.
Handed down. His dad practices them.
Well then he's in error. I agree with you on that.
Is he gonna make it into heaven practicing sin and error?
Well, let's put it this way.
And he's worldly, too.
Yeah.
They watch, you know, NFL sports and their movies on Netflix and carnality and sin. How is that consistent with the Word of God?
We understand all the deception that the whore of Babylon
entered. I think that's the Roman Catholic Church.
Well, without a doubt. The 17th chapter of Revelation.
Yeah, okay.
So,
did you know all these evangelicals and non-denoms are practicing the stuff she handed down?
Absolutely.
So, those men need to be rejected.
No, they need to be rebuked.
And then called
and
out of their sin.
Them.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Hey, I'm with you.
Do you know his dad, Tim?
Yes.
Okay.
I do. Yep.
So Tim needs to be rebuked for his worldliness, carnality, pagan holidays, lady pastors. You believe lady pastors?
No,
they say that you can be a lady pastor.
No.
So I mean, I have a question. If you love God and they keep sin and you unite to them in prayer and song, aren't you united to their sin?
I think if a person would go there and expose it and condemn it, that would be the proper thing to do.
And what if they don't leave it?
Well, then you don't...
You wouldn't stay there.
No.
So you need to confront Tim. And you know what I'm going to do? You go online?
No.
Oh, you don't? Well, I'm going to put up a testing about Tim. You got my email. Do you email?
No, I don't have any.
Well, I would give you my phone number if you wanted. I'm going to call Tim out. I've already going to call out Chris in love out of their error and their sin and see if they'll repent from living... Faith Church,
you know,
and come out of all their false ways because I care for their souls.
Oh,
they're deceiving people, though.
Yeah, you're right. They are. I agree with you. And another thing, we just...
How long have you known Chris?
Chris?
Yeah.
All of his life.
And you didn't know all this false stuff about them?
That they were involved in this?
Yeah. I mean, you said you're going to be there. Are you going to be like at some religious group with him? Or?
No. He... is married to our granddaughter.
Okay, so you have some... Oh, so you have some...
So we're taking down some gifts.
So you know what will happen? You know, Jesus said he came with a sword to divide.
Yes.
And he said he'll separate mothers, fathers, sons, and daughters.
Absolutely.
So if Chris, Jerry, and his dad won't repent of their sin, does that mean you can have fellowship with them anymore? Can you keep having fellowship?
No,
what about his wife, your granddaughter?
Well, I will have to make them aware of the error that they're in and ask them to repent of it.
Yeah.
And if they don't, I guess I would have to
cease fellowship. I'm glad you see that.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm glad you see that.
Yeah.
Because that's my big contention out here. Everybody says we can all keep false ways and it's okay.
No,
we can all just go along and get along.
No. We talking the other day about Good Friday. Well, Good Friday's a nonsensical thing anyway. It doesn't exist.
Who was talking Good Friday?
My wife and I and someone at our Bible study that we have in...
Oh, okay. Because I was preaching about Good Friday yesterday.
Yeah. See, Good Friday doesn't exist. Jesus was crucified on a Wednesday.
It's exactly what I teach.
Well, of course he was.
And he rose on Saturday. Because he is our Sabbath rest.
He rose the first day of the week.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
There's where we disagree.
Okay.
No, because if he died on Wednesday, he's in the grave 4 days then.
No, he's not.
Sunday to Wednesday is 4 days.
Okay, let's see. Wednesday,
So let's walk it out. Ready? He dies Wednesday afternoon.
And he was put in the grave.
And he's in the grave Thursday night.
Hold on. On the first day of the feast of unleavened bread, he was buried.
Okay.
Okay.
And it's before the high Sabbath, which was a Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's in the grave Wednesday, Thursday.
No, he's not in the grave on Wednesday.
He died on Wednesday.
I realize. And as it was, the day begins at sunset. It doesn't begin in the morning.
Right.
Okay, the day begins at sunset.
Right, but he died before sunset.
Right.
But so that's a Wednesday.
But
to Thursday is one day. So Friday is the second day.
Days and nights, because it's a sign of Jonah.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. I'm getting you. Let's go through the nights
first.
Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night.
Not Wednesday night.
Sure. That's it. He died before sundown.
No, you got it all screwed up. The day begins at sunset. Thursday began at sunset.
Right. Jesus died before sunset.
And yes, he was in the grave.
So Wednesday he was still alive. He died on Wednesday. So Wednesday to Thursday is one day. Thursday to Friday is 2 days.
No.
Friday to Saturday is 3 days. If he goes to Sunday, it's 4 days.
There, my friend.
If it goes to Sunday, it's 4 days, sir.
Okay, now you're going to let me talk. Listen closely. We understand the Sabbath begins at sunset on Friday. All the days begin at sunset.
That's not an argument, right?
Okay, now, he was crucified on a Wednesday.
What day did he die?
Let me finish. He was crucified on a Wednesday at 9 in the morning, and at 3 in the afternoon when the offering was slaughtered in the temple.
Yep.
He gave up the ghost.
Died.
Said it is finished.
During the day.
Absolutely.
So,
3 in the afternoon.
So he died Wednesday.
He died Wednesday.
He died.
Okay, so now he's dead on Wednesday afternoon at 3 o'clock. Then a process begins of getting him off the cross, getting permission to get him off the cross.
But that doesn't matter. It's when he died is what counts. Yeah, all that doesn't matter.
He's
in the grave on Wednesday afternoon.
No, he's not in his tomb on Wednesday afternoon.
He died. In the grave means dead, sir.
I realize his spirit departed.
In the grave means dead.
His spirit departed into hell.
In the grave means dead, not when he was physically interred.
When he went into the tomb, just like when Jonah went into the whale. 3 days and three nights Jonah was in the belly of the fish. 3 days, 3 nights, Yeshua was in the tomb. Now, his spirit departed, I realize, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay.
But his body...
But that's when he was dead. Okay.
Which could not see corruption, was put in the tomb about dusk on Thursday. That begins one full day and one full night. It's Thursday. Friday is the second full day and full night. Saturday is the third full day.
Sunday makes it 4 days.
No, he rose just before.
He was gone before first light. He was gone before first light.
He was gone before. You got it all screwed up. No. They're looking. People today, they have sunrise service. Jesus didn't rise at sunset.
No.
He rose at sunset. The day begins at sunset. He rose early, early, early.
Yeah.
On the first day, the first day of Sunday. So as soon as the sun set on Sunday, he came out of the tomb.
We agree perfectly, but he didn't. The Bible doesn't say he rose on Sunday. It says he was gone before the first day of the week.
It says he rose on the first day of the week.
It does not say he rose on the first day of the week. It says they came to the tomb on the first day of the week, and he was already gone. I have an article on that if you ever wanted to go to the library and look it up that teaches that. But getting back to Tim and Chris.
Yeah. They're in error.
Do you belong to a religious body?
No.
Okay, you don't?
Well, yeah, I'm a part of the called out assembly, of course.
No, I mean, do you go to like a religious group on Sunday or with a, no?
We have a house fellowship.
You do? Where?
in our house.
I mean, where, sir? What town? What state?
This right here.
Right here?
Yeah.
You do? Does that have a name or anything?
No.
How many people attend, can I ask?
At the moment, 3, but we did have more.
Oh, okay, yeah. So you agree that there's few true saints.
The word says where 2 or more are gathered in
one name,
there I am in a special, significant
way. Amen. Amen.
Although within each of us is the Holy Spirit.
Amen, yeah. So why don't you compromise? I'm just curious here. How old are you?
Well, I'm 78.
Oh.
I'll be 79 wow. January.
You give me great hope. I'm 60 and I feel old sometime. I hope I'm moving like you in 18 years.
Oh, yeah, yeah. See, this really is not needful. You know what this is? This is
keeps dogs away?
It's a concealed carry. You ever hear of an acoustic?
Acoustic?
Or a... Yeah.
Yeah. I'll need one of those by the time I'm your age, I'm sure.
The Native Americans would use it when they went into battle.
Yeah.
And you touched your enemy, and if you can touch him and get away without dying,
yeah,
you got honor. And the shorter the cool stick, the greater the honor.
Yeah,
so you had to
yeah, I've heard about that,
but,
yeah.
You see,
so why don't you compromise and join like a Sunday church system? Like there's a guy down there I rebuke, Wade. You know who Wade Bishop is from Element Church?
Yeah.
Okay. He's a false teacher.
Well, I realize.
Oh, okay.
All the Element
That's why
is.
You. Okay. That's why you don't join them then.
There's none around.
There isn't. I've traveled the country. I can't find a body of believers in a building keeping denominational ways that is biblical.
No. Your whole World Council of Churches, Ichabod was written over those doors 30 years ago. But you know the Roman Catholic whore is not the church. It's
yeah.
The Roman Catholic
yeah,
whore.
Yeah.
The whore of Babylon, mystery of Babylon.
Amen. City on Seven Hills, purple
yeah.
and scarlet.
Yeah. So
drank the blood of the saints.
There's very few places that you can...
Yeah, I know.
But we do... See, here's the thing. We're related.
Yeah.
And the wife... we don't fellowship regularly there, and I won't, and she knows it. And she don't want to either, but occasionally we do go down to see the grandkids.
Yeah. We have 7 grandchildren. We lost 4 of them because of the faith. We only get to see 3 of them once in a while. None of them are believers. Jesus did say we're going to lose much to follow him.
Oh,
it cost you to lose your family and everything.
Absolutely.
You know that.
Might, he said your enemies will be right in your own household.
Yeah.
Father against daughter-in-law.
So what was your first name?
Norman.
Norman. My name is Tupos. This is my wife's sister, Amin. I have a question.
Yeah.
Since you don't email and you don't go online, could I have your phone number? Could I call you and talk to you sometime? Your house fellowship people, we'd love to get to know you better.
Well, I don't know.
Could I give you mine?
Yeah.
Would you contact me?
I might. I can't promise I will. See, the reason I don't give you mine, it's not me personally.
Do you have a pen?
My wife.
You have a pen on you?
No, I don't. My wife may not. She's pretty, how would you say, security-minded as far as who gets into our sphere of...
I understand.
But
I understand. I want to see if I can, real quick. Here, I wrote my phone number on our gospel card. I would love to hear from you. I'd love to encourage you. I'd love to be encouraged by you. We'd love to know other true saints that have come out of the culture and have come out of churchianity. That's what Chris was sitting here. I'm trying to encourage him to leave that false church system and really follow Christ. When you follow Christ biblically, it's going to change your associations.
Oh, yeah,
it changes your dress. It changes how you spend your money. It changes everything.
Well, I was just talking to your wife now about being ostracized by, she said, family members to a certain degree have ostracized you too.
Oh, yeah.
Because of where you are. But she said they are not born again people.
No.
Okay. Well, that's your mission field. But they won't accept it.
As long as they want to hear it. Most of them tell you, shut up, we don't want to hear about Jesus.
Yeah.
Just come to our party and drink like you used to. And we say, we don't do that anymore.
No. So. Actually, the ones the Bible tells us in the scripture.
And many of them also are false religious people.
Yeah.
They're like Chris or Tim. They want to keep false ways. And the Bible says we have to mark and reject them.
That's exactly what the word says. That's who you... the mission fields to the world.
The world is lost.
But a supposed brethren who is
yeah.
involved in things they shouldn't be, and won't repent and turn from it. Amen. Those are the ones you Amen. Step away from.
Yep. Amen.
And,
awesome.
That's where a lot of hurt comes in.
Yeah. What?
So do the family.
Yeah, Jesus said few are going to find eternal life, and that's why we're out here preaching the gospel, hoping that we can reach a few. And we've had a lot of great conversations. It's been awesome. And I hope I hear from you.
Well, now, I've been a student of, how would you say it, the chronology of eschatology for 45 years now.
You don't believe in pre-trib rapture, do you?
Well, of course.
You do believe in pre-trib?
Absolutely.
Oh, you and I need to go over that. The Bible never teaches that. That comes from Darby in England.
No, it didn't.
Sure it did. Jesus said he's coming at the end of the tribulation, sir.
No, sir. Okay. I'm on my way now, and I may...
I'd love to get on the phone and talk to you about that and go deep together, because if I'm wrong, you got to help me.
No. I'm going to let you...
You're going to leave me in my sin and error?
No, not sin. Error.
Oh, yeah. Well, because, error isn't. Pre-trib rapture is a sinful, heretical doctrine. Man made it up.
Well, then I guess...
You love that more than God's people.
What, you don't want to associate with this sin.
You love that more than God's people?
I don't believe like these. And I would say within the next 3 years...
He's coming at the end of the tribulation. That's a man-made false doctrine you believe.
Okay.
You might as well join the churches if you believe false doctrine. So there's an example, talking to an older man who's a house church guy and thinking, hey, maybe we'll have some people that we could contact fellowship with. They see through the church system. He just got up and walked away quickly when I told him pre-trib rapture is a lie. He doesn't love God's people. He loves that false doctrine. And he just left. You heard it. So we've had a lot of conversations out here. I just need to put this on here. We're sitting on a bench. We'll take a picture of it with all of our gear sitting here. We've been sitting on a bench. We took a break. And we've had like 6 or 8 people come up to us to talk to us about the things of God. And so it's been awesome that we're proclaiming the things of God and people were coming up and talking to us. Now, you might say, well, just sit on a bench and people will come up to you. Well, the fruit of what happened is because we were out preaching.
Yeah.
The modern pastor came back, said he's repenting. That young man came back. He was with listening. He heard me preaching. Another man came along, heard us preaching.
That man that came along heard, he said he'd been listening yesterday
yep.
and today.
That's right. There was a man who was here yesterday, said he was listening to our preaching. So we do a combination of things. We go, we preach the gospel, we broadcast it so many people hear, and it's raining. We're going to have to get going now.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a long, long, long day. God was glorified. Amen, Sister Arlen?
Amen. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord, for letting us do what we do. Time to roll.